The evil queen flew on. The princess was trying to catch the evil queen, but the evil queen was on her ravens and heading for the volcano. And it was absolutely clear that the evil queen was prepared to sacrifice her own life for the sake of evil. And it looked very much like as if she was going to get to the volcano before anybody else. At that exact same moment, an old man and old woman got off their boat and started to travel towards the castle. They didn't really know what was happening. They just felt that they had to go on a little bit of a journey today. Today felt like a bit of a special day for them. Do you remember who this old man and old woman were, really? They were the real king and queen. They were the real king and queen, but by now they were happy not to be a king and queen. They were happy just to be themselves, even though they had very mixed feelings and they still had a deep sadness in their heart because they had lost their daughter a long time before. The old man and old woman were suddenly distracted by looking up into the sky, and in the sky they could see two ravens, two giant ravens flying through the air, and some kind of a creature sitting on top of the ravens, and they didn't know what that was. And they looked up, and the more they looked, the more they could see. And at the same moment, up in the high sky, the evil queen looked down. The evil queen looked down on the ground below and saw the old man and the old woman looking up at her. And the two eyes of the evil queen locked on the eyes of the old man and the old woman. And there was immediate communication between them, a kind of a magical communication. And the power of evil was broken. The power of love that went up from the old man and the old woman, and the power of forgiveness came out of their body and went straight in between the two eyes of the evil queen and transformed the evil queen from an evil harbinger of death and destruction and a creature who would give anything to throw herself into the volcano, was suddenly transformed from an evil being to a gentle soul riding on top of the ravens. But the ravens didn't understand this. The ravens hadn't seen anything, and the ravens had been given their instructions to ride on, fly on through the sky all the way to the volcano and dump the evil queen into the volcano. The evil queen was transformed. She was forgiven. She felt all funny, all squeaky. There was a funny flutter in her tummy. And the evil that was in her left her, came out, evaporated, disappeared. And the old man and the old woman looked up and said, "What an interesting creature that is in the sky. I wonder where she is going." They didn't know who she was. They just knew that they had wished her well, and the power of love shone out of them so strongly that they didn't know that they had the magical ability to transform evil. The ravens flew on. There was no stopping the ravens. It looked as if the ravens were going to drop the queen, the evil queen, or the queen who had been evil, into the volcano. And if they dropped the evil queen or the queen who had been evil into the volcano, now what do you think would happen?
It wouldn't erupt.
It would not erupt. And why wouldn't it erupt?
Because she wasn't evil anymore.
That's right, and there would be nothing inside her to explode. She would be just like a squidgy mush of jelly. But she would be fried alive, baked, and would never be seen again. Now, do we want her to be fried alive, baked, and never seen again?
No.
Do we want her to be destroyed? Now she's been transformed. Is she forgiven?
Yes.
Would you forgive her now?
Yes.
Do you think she could become a good person in future?
Yes.
Do you want her to live?
Yes.
But the problem is the ravens don't understand. What on earth can stop the ravens from dropping her into the volcano?
Because they're afraid of her. Maybe she can say stop, turn around, go, leave.
Maybe she would. The princess, at the same time, didn't really know what to do. Out of nowhere came the worm. The little worm wiggled up between her toes and said, "Get on my back." And the worm transformed into the fastest flying bird that had ever existed in the history of nature. It was called the rocket bird. Nobody had ever seen a rocket bird before. The rocket bird had never been seen before. And do you know why the rocket bird was never seen? Do you know why nobody had ever seen a rocket bird?
Because it's so fast.
Because it's so fast. It flew faster than the speed of sound, faster than the speed of light. So it was invisible. The worm transformed into the rocket bird, took off. And within a flash, quicker than you could say a flash of lightning, or anything at all, the rocket bird had carried the princess all the way to the edge of the volcano, and the princess was dropped off at the side of the volcano, and the princess went climbing up the side of the volcano. Now the princess knew what she had to do. She knew that she had to somehow stop the ravens from doing something that they didn't understand. She had to stop the ravens from dropping the creature that was on their back in, because she had a feeling that this was her mission in life. Her job was to bring joy and love to all the people. And it wouldn't actually be very nice if she had to do that after the evil queen had been turned into a goody. But how could she block the entrance to the volcano? How could she stop it?
A parachute?
She could get a parachute and throw it up into the sky.
Put a big trampoline on the volcano. Then the green world would go bouncing.
What an idea. A trampoline over the top of the volcano. What a great, great idea. But where would she get a trampoline? There were no toy shops or anything that she could get a trampoline from. I forgot the worm, I did. Do you think if she asked the worm would build a trampoline? Well, the answer is that somebody else came to the rescue at that moment. Out of the forests flew the parakeets and the parrots and all the birds, and they all flew carrying with them little bits of creeper from the forest. Exactly what they're going to do. That's exactly what they thought of doing. Their part in the drama was to stop anything falling into the volcano. And they all flew in and they crisscrossed one way and the other and the other and the other. And by the time, within 2 or 3 minutes, they had built a net over the top of the volcano. And even though there was heat coming up from the center of the volcano, the volcano wasn't going to erupt. Sure, it wasn't. It took something to make the volcano erupt. And if it wasn't something deep down in the bowels of the earth that would cause the volcano to erupt, it would be something that was dropped down into the volcano that would set off an explosion. And there was no explosion. But the ravens didn't know what was going on. They flew on, and they flew high, and they were at 10,000 feet. When one raven went one way and the other raven went the other way. And down between the two black ravens fell the creature that used to be the evil queen. And she fell. And as she fell, her dress rose up and made itself into a kind of a parachute. And that slowed her down. Because if she fell from 10,000 feet, no trampoline would have been strong enough to stop her. Nothing would have stopped her crashing through the trampoline. But it was that somehow or other, her dress was transformed into a parachute. And it slowed her down. And she put her arms out and her legs out. She made herself into a, the same way a skydiver would do if they were falling from a high plane. They put their body out. And then she floated on the wind down and down and down. And finally bashed with a crash into the net that the parakeets and the parrots had made. And she bounced up in the air. Just like she'd landed, she was attached to a bungee jump. And she bounced and bounced and bounced and bounced. Until
did she do flips?
She did a flip, but she lost consciousness. She was knocked out. She bashed her head at one stage, her legs at another stage, her bottom at another stage. Every bit of her was bouncing, and she was out of complete control. And eventually she ended up on the flat of her back, unconscious. Just as the little princess climbed inch by inch up the very high steep of the side of the volcano and came to the edge. And she thought she could see the remains of the evil queen. She barely recognized her because the evil queen didn't have a twisted face and teeth that looked as if they'd like to eat you. No. The evil queen, who was evil no more, had a smile on her face. She was asleep, and the evil queen was having a dream. And in the next chapter, you're absolutely right.
That was when she fell asleep.
Yes, but this time she'd fallen asleep when she wasn't evil. And she had a different kind of a dream.
Can I hear?
Would you like to hear what kind of a dream she had?
Yes.
It was a very strange dream. In the dream was a very, very bright light. Such a bright light. Yes, the dream where the princess followed the flower. Swallow the flower. Well, it was a...
Put two in her ears and swallowed one and she grew big wings.
Absolutely. Well, it was another dream. Let me tell you what the dream was like. It was a huge, big, bright light. And in the middle of the bright light was a mouth. Just a mouth. No eyes, no ears, just a mouth. And the mouth was breathing. And the mouth was breathing out a bit like as if some smoke was coming out of the mouth. And it was a mist. And in the dream, the mist went everywhere. It was a hot mist, just like being in a steam bath. And the steam bath was cleaning a body. It was like as if the person who was an evil queen was being cleaned in a Russian steam bath, where it was so hot that sweat would pour out of your every part of your body. And she was being cleaned. She felt she was being cleaned. And then in the dream, it was like a whisper that came into one ear And into one ear came a little voice that said, "We love you." And in the other ear came a different voice. And the different voice said, "We will always love you." And the first voice said, "No matter what you do." And in the other ear came, "We will still love you. No matter who you are, we will still love you. Love will conquer everything," said the voice. "Love will conquer even evil." And then the other voice said, "Without evil, where would love be?" And the other voice said, "Evil and love are like two twin sisters. They're always at war, but evil is always beaten in the end by love." And it was like a little conversation ringing in her ears. She didn't really understand it, because she was just felt as if she was about to live a new life. And then suddenly, the big ball of light disappeared and was replaced by a big darkness. And in the middle of the darkness came little stars, little twinkly stars. And the stars started to wink at her. Every time she looked at them, it was like as if they were winking and smiling at her. She had never had anything like this happen to her before in her life. And she felt completely giddy, completely inside out. No, this is the voices telling you about evil have gone away and been replaced by darkness and stars in the darkness. And the darkness was made light by a million tiny stars.
And
out of the stars, out of the little stars, came life, winking, smiling. And there were more stars in this sky, in this dark sky, than there were grains of sand on the beach. You know Ballybrannigan Beach, where we go? You know how much sand there is there? Well, there were more stars in the sky than on Ballybrannigan Beach. It was the most amazing dream. And it felt to the evil, evil queen, or the queen who had been evil, as if she was being reborn. As if she was being reborn again. As if she was being reincarnated. Turned into something different. As if every part of her was being taken apart and rearranged. And she felt like as if she was completely intoxicated by life. And then everything changed in the dream again. And a voice came to her that said, "Do you know who you are? Do you know who you really are?" She didn't know what to say. She didn't know what the right answer was. So she said, "Honestly, no. I no longer know who I am and who I have become. I don't know where I've come from and I don't know where I'm going to. All I know is that I am alive now, more alive than I have ever been in my life. And I now love life." "Who are you?" said the voice. Suddenly in the dream, the changed creature heard herself say, "I am life. I am part of life. I am a creature of life. I am transformed life. I am mixed feelings. I am mixed thoughts. I am a rich mixture of all the variety, all the diversity everything that there is. I am.